what she said actually changed the course of my life. Just this little comment that she made. The technique is called chiropractic biophysics, but like for short, we'll say CBP. And they've done, like, they have over 300 published research studies. It's the most researched chiropractic technique out there. So this Eaton method, we use that to direct a spinal healthcare and spinal corrective rehab program to correct these issues.
Hey, it's Rob from the I Am Pain Free podcast. Welcome to a transformative episode where we're going to dive deep into the world of chiropractic care and holistic health with Dr. Ryan Wolfert. Today, we're exploring the Eaton method, a revolutionary approach to spinal health that marries exercise, lifestyle adjustments, traction, and nutrition. Dr. Wolfert's journey from battling chronic issues, health issues, to helping others achieve optimal wellness is not just inspiring, but it's a testament to the power of holistic health practices, something we love, right? Join us as we uncover how spinal health acts as a cornerstone of our physical well-being, influencing everything from our daily comfort to our longevity. Yes, how long we live. Your spine is amazing. So whether you're struggling with pain or just seeking to improve your posture or simply, you know, interested in enhancing your overall health, this episode's literally packed, you know, with lots of insights and practical tips from this amazing man, Dr. Ryan Wolfert. So welcome to your wellness journey. Here he is. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Pain Free podcast. Today is amazing. We've got Dr. Ryan Wolfert, and he is an amazing doctor that I'm super excited to talk to, because we're going to be discussing many things related to pain, but then we're also going to just find more about this amazing man and what he's doing to help people. I think you're really going to enjoy his story. So let's just dive in. Dr. Ryan, how are you?
Great, Rob. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been obviously doing a lot of research on people who are trying to help people with pain, right? And it's just, I come across people like you, and it's just so fascinating, because, you know, it's just that pain is such a chronic problem in our society today. And man, it's something that people can resolve. And so I think we're just getting your message out is what I really want to try to do, right? I want to amplify, you know, who you are and what you're doing, so that we can just help more people. The more people we help, I think society is going to be a better place because of it. So I'm excited to learn more about you.
I mean, I agree. I mean, a lot of times with, you know, you and I know for you as well, when we get in this field of helping people, just even the health field in general, but especially in the pain field, like helping people with pain, is usually, you know, you have an experience with it. And that goes for you. That goes for me too, right? You know, I remember, you know, growing up, and actually pain came a little bit later for me, because when I was a kid, I remember being sick all the time. You know, growing up in right outside of Lansing, Michigan, in a small town, and it was always active. But in Michigan, I noticed, again, just looking back, again, 2020 hindsight, you know, the weather was changing all the time, right? And I would get sick. It felt like I got a cold or a sinus infection or bronchitis or something every time the weather changed. So obviously the big, you know, season changes, but then also just the little changes going from 70 degrees one day to 40 degrees the next day.
Right, because that's just the nature of the beast. Where
yeah.
You're, right?
It's like, yeah. And so never constant. Right. And I would get, you know, like I said, get these infections and colds. And I thought it was normal. I thought that was just everybody, it happened to everybody. And, you know, and it didn't really stop there. Like, these health issues progressed to where even as a little boy, I would have bladder infections. Oh, and, wow. And so there, I mean, I was going to the bathroom 17, I remember counting one time, going to the bathroom 18 times one day, and, you know, just burning urination. And gosh, that might sound odd, but like the next step is progressing from there is, I remember the first, like, and I would have headaches too, But then I also remember the first migraine that I had. It was, you know, I was sitting in my social studies class in the eighth grade. I was 13 years old. And this was my like first introduction to like this pain. And so again, 13 years old, sitting in class, trying to read like a page out of the book, and I couldn't see the words. So this is even before the headache started, before the migraine started. Started trying to read the words, and I couldn't see the words. It was like you look at the sun or look at a light bulb, and then you see that spot that, yes, like this aura, it's called. And I couldn't see. I couldn't read. My hand and my arm started getting numbness and tingling. And then the weirdest part was I couldn't speak. I would try to formulate words to, answer the teacher if she was asking me something. And I just, the words wouldn't come out. So then like I had those symptoms first. And then a half hour after those started, that's when I got just this debilitating pounding headache, which being 13 years old, I didn't know what a migraine was. I just thought it was a really, really bad headache.
Right.
And didn't do anything about it. Just went home. You know, I called my mom. She came, picked me up, went home, laid, you know, slept. I'm sure she gave me some Tylenol or ibuprofen or something. Right. We weren't big on even medications. It's not like my mom was trained naturally. And that was just, we didn't use a whole lot of that. We didn't go to the doctors too much or hardly at all for like little, you know, colds and flus. My mom would say, well, it was a cold. Yeah, you'll get better. But the next week I was sitting in class and it happened again. Got that. Yeah, I started to get that numbness, tingling, the aura. And so I went to the school office, asked the school secretary, you know, I'm going to get a headache here. Can I have some Tylenol? And what she said actually changed the course of my life. Just this little comment that she made. First, she said, I can't give you that. You know, it's not, I can't dispense that. And number two, she said, it sounds like you have a pinched nerve. You should go see my chiropractor.
Wow. And
so, yeah. So again, I'm in the midst of this aura, in this, like, I can't really, you know, think and whatever. Plus I'm 13 years old. So it's not like I'm going to take myself there or do that myself. So what she did was even more amazing. She called my mom to come get me, but then also told her, take him to my chiropractor. So she didn't just stop with her message to me. She said, you know what? And so then my mom, she didn't know any better. So she's like, yeah, let's do it. And from there, it's history. And it's not like right then, you know, we went to the chiropractor. He took x-rays, saw how my spine was, I still remember him saying, you know, your head's on crooked because like these bones were shifted out of place, causing irritation on the nerves. My body wasn't healing. And, you know, I remember my first adjustment and just fireworks, just my circulation coming back to my face. He's like, feel your face. And it wasn't like right then I decided, you know what, I want to be a chiropractor. No, it was a progression, but that, I just looking back, that got me started on this path. And, you know, sometimes, you know, those who are listening, they're in pain or they're probably in pain or they have people in their lives that are in pain. And this pain can be a blessing if we look at it like that, because it can lead us down a path that we didn't know even existed. And, you know, what James talks about that is, you know, one of my favorite passages is consider it pure joy whenever you're faced with trials of many kinds, because that faith leads to perseverance. And, you know, that's what you and I have been doing, it feels like, our whole lives, right? Is just living by faith and realizing what's the opportunities that even in these trials can expose themselves as, you know, as blessings. Right. So that's my story.
No, I love that, because the origin story is really exciting, because it came from somebody taking action, right? This woman that just, you know, was there working at school, and, you know, she identified that you had something going on, instead of doing what people do today, they just give you a pill, right? And then they don't even, you know, take care of or even ask or even want to, you know, help you. They just want to give you the pill for an ill. And that's the way, unfortunately, our society has been trained. That's the way I grew up. It's like, hey, when you have a knot issue, you go to the doctor. And what does the doctor 95% of the time say? He says, you need to take this pill. And this is an evolving cycle. And for her to, one, identify it, but then also to take the action to say, you need to go see somebody that's an all-natural person, right? A chiropractor who can help you. And then for her to even go to that second step to tell your mom, right? What an amazing, amazing thing. I think a lot of those events in our life, when we look back at them, are divine things. And for you then to take action on that later in life and to do what you're doing now, it totally makes sense when you go back and look at your beginning. So thanks for sharing your origin, you know, how you got, at least how you started even thinking about chiropractic, right?
Right.
That's neat. So fast forward a little bit, it's like, what took you from when you said, okay, I think this is something that I do want to do? You know, how long was that progression?
Well, see, even up until I was a senior in high school, going into my senior year, I was going to go into engineering. And another teacher talked about this thing called kinesiology and how it can make your body, like these exercises and things you can do to make your body perform at its highest level for a couple hour period of time, because his son was a pitcher and one of his relatives was a kinesiologist. And so he was telling me about this, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to go further into this field of body and mechanics and just how to make it optimize, you know, the performance of it was sports. And so he told me about this, and I researched that, and then it took me into University of Michigan, where I found they have this whole division of kinesiology. Now, most schools have this now, but back in the early 90s, it wasn't as common. They had different names for it, but they had a whole division of kinesiology and movement science and motor control. I'm like, wow. And so I went there just knowing I wanted to do something with that. Right. But then as I was there, and again, all through those four years of high school, going to the chiropractor and seeing how my chiropractor helped with sports teams. And I just meshed the two. And that was just a natural stepping stone of kinesiology going into chiropractic. And really it was selfish. I wanted to stay healthy, but then also learn how to help other athletes do that as well. And that's, again, just progressed into this corrective therapy of reshaping the spinal structure. And again, it goes that same philosophy and principle of getting rid of the interference, making your body and especially your spine and putting it in the most advantageous position to allow your nervous system to work and to allow your body to heal itself. Because putting it in the strongest position possible, and there is, just like there's like just looking at a spinal level, just like there's an ideal blood pressure and an ideal, and it's a range, obviously, but there's an ideal range of blood pressure. There's an ideal, like these blood markers, your A1C, your hormone levels. And when you get outside of these ideal ranges, it can cause problems. I mean, it might cause symptoms, but it might not. Right. But we know it's not healthy. Your body's not functioning like it should. And if it's not functioning at its optimal level, then it's not going to be healthy, because that's what health is. It's function. And the spine is the same way. Is it should have a certain shape to it, a specific shape to it. But if it gets too far outside, if the posture gets bad, which again, posture is a window to the spine and the nervous system. Now it's creating undue stress and undue, you know, mechanical pressure and neurological disease or dysfunction. And now your body's not going to heal, because the brain, can't get the messages and the communication to every single cell tissue and organ because it's just struggling neurologically and physically and mechanically.
That is so neat. So do you specialize in this particular practice on the corrective spine component? What do you physically call it? So make sure I say it right.
So the technique is called chiropractic biophysics.
There we go.
But like for short, we'll say CBP. And they have over 300 published research studies. It's actually the most researched it's the most researched chiropractic technique out there. And it's interesting because I was thinking about this week leading up to our discussion here. And I was like, because I was going to be an engineer, right? And this technique is based off of engineering principles. The one who founded it actually had his master's in engineering as well as being a doctor of chiropractic. And even I think he's had a master's in mathematics too. Wow. So it's all about these different stress points and taking these stresses off of these areas. So then it leads to less stress in these areas. Yeah.
That's
what it's called. Chiropractic biophysics.
Logic, right? And yeah. the desire to fix things or create things. And then you took it to kinesiology is fun because just like you said, with the sports oriented place, like how can you use the body and how can you make the body perform better, right? At least that's what I remember back when I was going to college in my running days. It was, kinesiology was exciting to me too, because it was like, it's all about movement. And how can you do things to maybe strengthen one area that can help you in another area? And that type of thing was kind of new back when I was going to school, a long time ago. But it was really an interesting science that I really enjoyed as well. It's really neat. You're combining all of these, and then you went into chiropractic and learned about the structure and how to help people with lots of different areas of chiropractic. But now you're specializing on the corrective area of the spine, and I think that's really, really amazing. Just because it's so important to our health, kind of like gut health is really important to our overall health. It kind of starts at the gut, right? Your physical structure of your body, the spine is the central piece of our body, right?
Yes.
A lot of things stem from that. So explain that a little.
And I love how you said that, the central piece, because when people talk about core, I got to strengthen my core. They usually think it's their abs, and maybe around like the midsection. But really the core of your body, just like the core of an apple, right, is the entire core down the center. The core of your body is the spine. It's the foundation of our strength and our neurological function because of, one, it gives us our posture, keeps us upright and erect. It's not, and I'm probably going against a lot of people, like muscles don't create your posture. Your spine dictates what your posture is. Now, by your lifestyle and, how you move and work and injuries and other facets of life, that can affect your posture, which affects your spine. And then what happens now, the nervous system, especially the spinal cord, is caught in the middle of that, right? It protects. So your spine protects your spinal cord, your nervous system. And when your spine gets distorted or your posture gets distorted, especially in this very common, 70% of the adult population has this type of forward flexed posture, right? This hunched over, like the hunched posture. Because,
these things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because of the modern society that we live in. And I'm not saying we got to get rid of all that stuff. We just have to do things to counteract being on those all the time and learn ways to use them more healthy, right? In a healthier way, mechanically and physically.
Cell phone, right? So it's just, I've been indicating how often people are bent over, looking at their device and or their computer. But, it's like, how many times do you go out to a restaurant and see, a family of four, and the family of four is all sitting there looking at their phone, and they're all hunched over with their neck facing down, looking at their device, right? So,
Yeah. Man,
do we need you, Doc.
and that's the, you know, what chiropractic biophysics has done is looking at this and how our spine, how spines get that distorted shape and what it does for health. And it's in, you know, I call it interesting, or I say funny, just as a, okay, that's my word I say, for sad, for like disappointing, for frustrating. I say it's funny. It's funny how the spine, like you said before, is similar to the gut and how it affects our overall health, because there's been numerous studies showing how this forward flex distorted spinal posture, as well as, again, that's not the only one, but it's the most common one, with the head forward, the shoulders forward, your mid back, and that called the kyphosis, an increase in the kyphosis. It increases chronic pain. It causes mood and irritability disorders. It causes, it correlates to even fatigue, low energy. And it's been shown in multiple studies to actually is a predictor of decreasing your lifespan by up to 15 years. The reason is because it affects the heart and the lungs. It causes pulmonary issues and cardiovascular issues just because, one, mechanically, we're in that position, we're not able to, the heart isn't functioning like it should. And then even the lungs are even getting compressed. So that's mechanically, but neurologically, the nerves are getting interfered with going to those areas as well.
Gotcha. And that posture you're talking about, just so everybody can visualize it, if you're just listening to this, right? It's that point where your head is forward and you're looking down towards your midsection, like looking at your phone, like we were talking about. That posture is what he's talking about, right? That's amazing, right? That it affects your heart and pulmonary issues in the respect that, you know, I'm really interested in longevity and all the studies and things about how can we increase our longevity. I don't want to decrease it, right? So I definitely want to stay away from having that posture, but that posture is so prevalent right now. But man, we need like those devices. My wife showed me this one device that you stick on your shoulders that, you know, keeps your shoulders pinned back, and you know, it makes your posture, helps you correct your posture, because so many people are doing that. So I'm fascinated on, you've been doing a lot of work specifically related to, you know, helping people with their, you know, the curve of their spine and or, you know, getting it back, you know, straight. So mm-hmm. Tell me more about what you're doing to help
people. Yeah. So, and I like what you're saying about the longevity part, because whenever I see either summit or podcast or this 25 ways to improve your longevity, and I look at the list, and very rarely do I see anything about the spine, even though studies after studies have shown that. But the spine is directly related to a lot of the things that are on that list, like exercise and movement and your brain health and, you know, taking care of your brain and even nutrition. So they're all related. It's just that's why I'm happy that you're having me on here, so I can actually talk about the spine and give it the love. And so people can give it the love that it needs and address it. And the way we do that is called, you know, we use the Eaton method, EATN. And it's not food, that's part of it, but no, the EATN stands for exercise, and I'll explain a little bit about each of these. So exercise, adjusting your lifestyle. T is for traction, and I'll explain that, because that's really the most misunderstood or missed part of this whole spinal healthcare process, and the N is nutrition. So this Eaton method, we use that to direct a spinal healthcare and spinal corrective rehab program to correct these issues. Because just like if you are on your phone, on your computer, or on the couch, or you're sleeping propped up on pillows in this flexed position, all it takes, so the ligaments start to creep, we call it, where it starts to take this new form and distort the spine in as little as 20 to 30 minutes of being in that position. So it doesn't take that long. So we use that same principle to help correct those issues. So one, I would say, make sure you're, you know, taking breaks every 20 to 30 minutes, and how many people are actually doing that and, you know, sitting up or getting movement in just for a minute or two. So like, for example, exercise is both general exercise, general movement, but then also specific spinal exercises. So, and even general spinal exercises, like, I like using analogies and I like using things that people see in their day or do in their day already. So most people brush their teeth every day and it's called floss, hopefully, and that's called dental hygiene. Well, there's something called spinal hygiene where taking your spine through its ranges of motion, each range of motion, side to side, front to back, so flexing and extending it, and then also rotating those ranges of motion from your neck all the way down to your low back, taking 1 to 2 minutes each day in those. So either doing like going side to side for 10 reps, rotate 10 reps, up and down. So like a good one that a lot of people know about is the cat and cow exercise. So you're down on all fours where you're rounding your back and then arching your back and extending up. So just to keep the joints mobile and do it. Mm-hmm. So doing that, so that would be qualified as exercise for the like general spinal exercise. Then there's also more specific spinal exercises, which are called in CBP, called mirror image, which means, okay, if my spine is distorted where it's flexed too much and like stuck there, my head is forward. Well, now the exercise is to counteract that, to go back. So like sticking the chest up and forward, taking the head back and holding that for 5 to 10 seconds for 10 reps.
Where you're stuck. Is that?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Cause we have to counteract what we are doing. Just like if we're going to go and binge one weekend or for a day eating pizza and ice cream and all this other stuff, we don't want to be doing that every day. But if we have like one time of that, or, you know, you have a quote, like a lot of people have cheat days. Well, we better have something to counteract that the rest of the week that we're doing, or our other meals, or else we're not going to be healthy. The same things with the spine. So that's the E part of it. You know, A is adjusting your lifestyle. Again, you mentioned it, Rob, how we're holding our phones. It's like, that's one adjustment that we can make. Making sure that, yeah, and it's simple, just holding your phone up. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be weird. Eye level is ideal.
Okay.
But even just putting your upper arms like by your side, bending your elbows and getting at least like chin level or neck level, you know? So we're not, because most of the, that family at the table that you mentioned when you're going out to eat and the kids especially, oh man, with it down on their laps, and it's creating that dysfunction. And so that's the like one of adjustment, just how, and then learning how to bend at the hips, how to sleep in a position, or how to sit down in a position where it's not putting tons of stress on your spine. So
how do you recommend people sleep?
So sleep, I prefer on their back, ideally, and I know that's tough for people. And I heard this from a colleague saying, like, it's hard because you can't control how you end up when you're sleeping a lot of times, because you're sleeping, you just kind of might roll, but you can control how you fall asleep. So training yourself to like start on your back, flat, a little pillow, not a thick pillow, just supporting your head and neck. You can put a pillow underneath your knees. You can put there's a little bend in your knees. You can put something a little bit underneath your back, but you want typically more of a firm type surface, so you're not sinking down into that as well. And then if you end up on your side, or end up hopefully not on your stomach, but I know there's still a lot of stomach sleepers, but on your side is okay too. But if you do that, you just want to make sure you keep your head and neck supported to where it's not like shifted way too far up or down the other way. You want your head and neck all so nice.
Your head and neck and spine to be in a straight line,
right?
Versus that's why you support your neck and your head. Mm-hmm. I see.
So yeah, so
it's going the opposite way, right?
Like, yeah, and you know the interesting part is like the A part of it adjust in the CBT technique. The adjust stands for like that's what chiropractors do, right? Is like the hands-on adjustment, which again I do a couple days a week in a brick and mortar office, but I also adapted that to so I can work with people more virtually if I can't direct them to a chiropractor that I would recommend. Okay. Right. Where, and even if you are seeing a chiropractor, this adjusting your lifestyle still applies because the adjustment lasts like 2 seconds, you know, like boom, you get adjusted. The effects of it last longer, but it's not a permanent fix for the spinal distortion. And that's where the adjusting your lifestyle comes into play. And also the T part of it, of the Eaton method, which is the traction. And this is, you know, supportive or corrective spinal traction. And how I'll describe this is like how orthodontists put braces on teeth to correct the spinal structure. So orthodontia is a specialty of dentistry, just like CBP and corrective spinal rehab program like CBP is an extension of or especially specialty of chiropractic. It requires, if you want to reshape the spine, it needs traction. If it's stuck in this position that's outside of the normal ranges or the ideal ranges, that the position that it should be in. So the traction is using different like spinal molding devices. Again, if you are seeing somebody qualified to show you how to use those, but then it could also mean, I got one right here. Here's a rolled up towel. Using these to help take stress off the spine by laying down on here. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, you know, if you go to my website, drwolfert.com, which I'm sure Rob, you'll have a link to that they can click on, and you can, you know, just sign up and get the spinal hygiene mini class, which explains that, explains the exercises, just simple little format to help show you what that means. So that's what I would suggest is go there and it will tell you and show you exactly how to use these towels for the spinal remodeling. So go back to the orthodontist. We have to put braces on teeth to change the structure of them. Just pushing on them, right, is not going to change the structure permanently. It probably be good for them, but or even going to the dentist every 6 months is good for the teeth, but it's not going to correct the structure. Now, that's why this traction part of it is so important. And there's different forms of it. And if you want to find out, like, if there's somebody in your area that does this type of work, you can also reach out to me as well, and I can help guide you there to a CBP doctor.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So then there's the EAT, right? Or the EE, is that right now? What's the N?
Right. The N is nutrition. You know, nutrition provides the raw materials, provides the building blocks for the spine to actually reform itself. The spine's made up of the bone, which is the vertebrae. It's got the cartilage and the ligaments, the muscles, the nerves that are in the inside of it. But then also, let me go back. I know the spinal cord and the nerves is not part of the quote unquote spine. So if we're looking just at the spine, it's got the bone, the vertebrae. It's got the ligaments. It's got the fibrocartilage disc, which separates the vertebrae. And those get broken down. You know, with osteoporosis, the bone breaks down. With osteoarthritis, the ligaments and the joints break down. With degenerative disc disease or degenerative discs, it can be the joints and then also the discs in the middle, which is a common problem because these postures that we're getting into, one, and then two, if we don't have the nutrition to help build these tissues back up, if we're not eating whole, nutritious, whole food, you know, unprocessed foods, if we're eating a lot of grains and gluten and dairy and these inflammatory foods, it's going to keep breaking those down. So we want to, you know, I love one of my favorite ways of getting nutrition, a full array of vegetables and fruits and healthy fats and protein and collagen into my life is through smoothies. I mean, I have a smoothie every day. and just tons of greens. I put broccoli in there and cruciferous vegetables, and I make one for my wife and myself every day. And the collagen and the protein and, you know, healthy fats. I put, you know, maybe avocado, flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and just mix it up and use fresh, clean water, because that's important too, and getting those nutrients in. So that's one of the best ways to get these bone building and spine building raw materials into your body. And it's so simple. I mean, I love smoothies, so it's easy for me, but if you're just starting out, just start with one new vegetable. Start with just water. Maybe you're not even drinking enough water. But if you're not used to drinking water, don't try to drink 64 ounces in a day if you're used to drinking 8. Start slow. Get your body to crave it. So
if you drink too much of it, you can kill yourself. But that's ridiculous, but it can happen. But the most important thing is you do, I think you nailed on the head, drink healthy water. Right. A lot of our water is tainted in a very big way. So make sure you filter it. Get a really good filter and drink good filtered water. And then...
So, I mean, for me, I actually distill my water.
Yeah.
Water. Just I take everything out and then I'll put stuff back in.
Yeah. Then you put the nutrients in it. Yeah. That's such a misnomer that distilled water is bad for you. It's like, that's just the opposite. So don't listen to those folks. Listen to Dr. Wolfert, right? He's recommending some amazing nutritional tips and health tips. Just water in general is so important for our bodies to function the way they need to function. So, but just make sure you get really healthy water instead of the do not deep drink tap water. It's just like putting too much crap in our tap water these days. So that rounds out the Eaton method. It's been so insightful. We've learned so much today. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for taking, you know, so much time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with that method, and or what's the best way for people to connect with you? You mentioned your website earlier. Is that the best way?
Yes, that's the best way to reach me. And I'm very, if you reach out to me through that, then you're going to get me. It's me. I answer my emails. I do all that. So that's the best way to do it. You'll get a daily-ish type reminder from me as far as just different tips like this, because not enough experts out there or healthcare providers are talking about the importance of your physical. That's what we're talking about, the physical health of our body through the spine, which has its, you know, its fingerprints on everything throughout your body. So just helping you to navigate this world of health while also, you know, you get me. That's who you get. So if you go to drwolfert.com, like I said, my personal suggestion is get that spinal hygiene mini class. It's right there on the front page, and that's where you start, because it helps explain this Eaton method, not just explain it, but show you how to implement it into your life.
God, awesome. Someone's on their phone right now and starting to type it out. It's Dr. D-R. Spell the last name. Make sure they get it right.
W-O-H-L-F-E-R-T. It's that darn H gets people screwed up. But yeah, Dr. Wolfert, drwohlfert.com.
Perfect. So yeah, that's amazing. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time and teaching us the Eaton method. I think that's an easy thing for people to remember, but it's so insightful. How we can take care of the core of our structure, which is the spine, right? And I love that, because I teach a lot about the, you know, core being your gut health. You know, so I talk a lot about that, but I loved how you talked about that the spine is the core to our physical structure, which is so true. Because if any of you have had back pain or back issues, it's the most excruciating thing you can deal with. And everything you do It doesn't matter if you're picking up a pencil or you're trying to get out of bed, you use your spine. And when it's in pain, it is a miserable life. So we don't want you to have a miserable life. We want you to have a healthy life. So learn how to take care of your wonderful spine. And if you have issues or problems, obviously connect with Dr. Wolfert, and he can help you and help direct you to a specialist in your area if he can't help you virtually. But thanks a ton for taking the time. I really appreciate your expertise.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. God bless. Talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy, impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, like I mentioned, go to impainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.